Thank you, Margaret. We now have three very different stories that appeared in the evening news this week. In a day of drama off the north coast of Norfolk, helicopters and firefighters came to the aid of a ship in trouble. Norwich City College is about to celebrate its 125th anniversary and hopes to hear from those with stories from the college's history. And in Gertrude Road in Norwich, houses were evacuated following a water leak and the owners do not know when they will be able to move back. A cargo vessel at the centre of a day of drama on the high seas was due to arrive in Great Yarmouth, but firefighters, assisted by the RNLI and Coast Guard teams, mounted a major operation in strong winds when a severe fire broke out aboard the cargo ship called Elbetta, 5 miles off the Cromer coast. A dozen firefighters were flown in to tackle the blaze, which broke out in the crew's quarters. The alarm was raised in a Mayday signal received by the UK Coast Guard at 5:20 a.m. Two Coast Guard helicopters, Cromer RNLI lifeboat, Leicester, and two other vessels responded to the call. Six firefighters from Humberside were airlifted to the stricken vessel by a Coast Guard helicopter, also from Humberside, at 10:30 a.m. They helped the seven-strong crew extinguish the blaze using specialist equipment flown in with them. An hour later, a second team of Humberside firefighters, flown in from a helicopter from Carnarvon in North Wales, joined forces with the first team to help the firefighting operation. Station manager at Humberside, Richard Gibson, said, "We go through a lot of training and with the assistance from the helicopter, we were able to respond and that's the main thing. The fire was pretty severe, but there was never a risk to the team on the ship." The 87-metre vessel Elbetta was moved southeast down the coast to help it keep away from gas pipes.
It has been a part of our city for 125 years and now City College Norwich is asking students and staff, past and present, to come to the college to share their memories of their time there. A year of events will mark the college's anniversary in the run-up to its official birthday on November the 13th, exactly 125 years since the establishment of Norwich's first technical school in 1891. The memories and photos submitted will be featured on a dedicated website to be launched later this month. Principal Corienne Peasgood said, "We want to use the anniversary to celebrate the rich history of our college, to highlight the massive contribution our alumni have made to the Norfolk economy and community, and to reconnect with as many of our former students and staff as possible. We would love to hear from anyone who came to the college at any point in time and to share their stories of what City College Norwich has meant to them. Anyone who attended the college or has worked for it can submit their stories together with any photos at www.ccn.ac.uk/alumni or write to CCN 125, New Media, Marketing and Communications Department, City College, Norwich, Ipswich Road, Norwich, NR2 2LJ. I'll just repeat that at www.ccn.ac.uk/alumni or write to CCN 125, New Media, Marketing and Communications Department, City College Norwich, Ipswich Road, Norwich, NR2 2LJ.
A couple have spoken of their frustrations after subsidence caused by a burst water pipe saw them evacuated from their home less than a month after moving in. Darren Milton and Rachel Howard are currently unable to stay in their new home after police deemed it unsafe following damage to neighbouring terraced houses. They moved into the terraced house on Gertrude Road in Norwich on December the 18th. Now they're in limbo about where they can stay there, whether they can stay there. Four privately owned homes were evacuated after cracks developed in a neighbouring house and the front window appeared to drop on the house next door. Anglian Water confirmed that an engineer located a leak on domestic pipework of one of the homes and advised owners to contact their home insurance provider. The pair say they were unaware of any potential subsidence issues when they bought the house, having had the building surveyed and had no reservations about moving in. Mr. Milton said, "The most important thing is that everybody is fit and healthy. However, it's such an inconvenience and I just wish we could get more answers." Miss Howard added, "I feel awful for neighbours whose houses have suffered more damage than ours. We were lucky in that way. Our house may turn out okay, but theirs certainly aren't."